Prague is hosting a five-day international conference on the return of looted World War II Jewish property. The conference has been billed as a last chance to clear obstacles that have prevented restitution to some of the remaining Holocaust survivors. Chris Johnstone has this report.
The Holocaust Era Assets Conference is being launched in Prague on Friday, with representatives from around 50 countries attending, as well as survivors and educational organisations and experts in restitution. The conference will take stock of the steps taken since the last major meeting 11 years ago in Washington, sought to speed up the return of works of art, bank savings and property looted by the Nazi regime. Progress since that conference has been mixed. Some countries, such as Poland, have not yet passed the required legislation for confiscated property to be returned to private owners or their nearest relatives. Laws have also been poorly implemented in other cases, creating a major hurdle for claimants. David Peleg is in the Czech capital for the conference as Director General of the World Jewish Restitution Organization. It represents all Jewish groups fighting for restitution. Mr. Peleg says the conference is crucial, with time now running out for Holocaust survivors.
I hope that this conference will bring more to the awareness of the countries and of the parliament, of the people of the countries, that by promoting the legislation, they serve justice. And the people concerned, the survivors, are quite old and every year becoming 1 year older. And this is the reason that it is urgent.
The conference is also likely to tackle the question of what should be done with looted assets in the many cases where there are no survivors to claim them. Mr. Peleg again.
The question what happens to people, to property which is heirless, because all the families were murdered by the Nazis. And there is an idea that the money coming out of this heirless property will be used for purposes like welfare of survivors, and education and commemoration, but this still has to be seen.
One Czech initiative to be tabled at the conference is for the creation of a permanent body that would be charged with coordinating and checking up on how restitution issues are being handled internationally. Mr. Peleg believes it could help prevent foot dragging on restitution by some countries.
It is necessary to get agreement on all the details, but I think the Institute will be in touch with all countries and monitor the situation and encourage them to make progress.
The idea is that this initiative could be symbolically situated at the central Bohemian town of Terezin. During World War II, the fortress town was used by the Nazis as a collection centre before Jews were dispatched to death camps. Many were also killed or died from malnutrition or disease at the Czech fortress.
Chris Johnston with that report, and we'll be bringing you more on that conference in